Hello, this is Susan, and I am going to do audio notes from a gathering here in my home this past Saturday. We had several women, we had a living room full of ladies gather for us to have a conversation about how can we be intentional as mothers with our children who are young adults, who are either in the process of graduating or who have recently graduated, and now they're stepping into adulthood, and our relationship is a little different, and we want to prepare them for that next phase of their life, and we want to do it in a way that we can be intentional about it. And I invited a dear friend of mine, Jerry Chambers, to come in and share about how she and her family prepared their daughter for this season. What did they do? What conversations were they having? What tools did they use? And how are they making that leap? And I want to say up front, we didn't get to as much relationship conversation as I originally envisioned. So the good news is there will be a part two where we'll just talk about how do we now relate to our young adult who's now either in home or who's stepping away from the family, and there's a new dynamic to our relationship. How do we navigate that? We're going to have that conversation because that's a really, really needed conversation to be had. All too often, I find that the conversation is basically lots of information for you when you have a newborn baby, toddler, elementary, middle school, even high schooler. But once they get beyond high school and they're adults, what's the relationship then? When they still need your guidance and your input, yet they are independent of you and they have that sense of standing on their own two feet, what's the dynamic there? So we're going to have that conversation, but for now, what I decided to do is just do audio notes from the notes that I took. So if you were unable to attend, I want you to still feel a part of what happened, that you don't feel like you totally missed it. So you'll be able to listen to this and get a gist of the conversation. Of course, I don't have word for word what she said, and I didn't record exactly what she said, but I took my notes, and if you hear me flipping, it's because I'm reading my pages here in front of me. And I just hope that this is an encouragement. I'm going to share her a first part, and I'll break this up into two pieces. And feel free to listen to this and just take your own notes and enjoy. This will be one of my longer or audio recordings. So Jerry started out just really giving us a reminder for some and an encouragement or new thought for others that we get to set the context for their teen years. All of those years that end in 13, 14, 15, right? That we get to set the context as parents for that. That instead of seeing that that must be a hard, tumultuous, adversarial relationship time for us, that instead we can set the context for them that these are years of purpose. And this is the time for them to really see themselves having the opportunity to see their gifts and their talents and their interests rise to the surface. And then they get to really explore what would it be like to use those in a way that's productive and potentially a career or a life ahead of them, living into these gifts and talents. So they're in the process of both discovering and trying and testing things out. And instead of seeing them as in this really weird, awkward time, which it can be, that instead we also frame it for them and set a context for them that this is a time of really discovering who God created you to be and what God's plan is for you, and really embracing all of that period of discovery and just seeing what unfolds. She encouraged us through the scripture of Jeremiah 29:11 and saying, "For I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord." that that scripture can be an encouragement for us as parents when we're nervous and worried and concerned. Are they prepared? Do they know where they're headed? Can we make sure that we do all that we know to do and maybe don't know to do because we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to ensure that they're ready? And for them, when they're in the angst of, well, what is my next step? And how do I know what I'm supposed to do? And how do I know what God's plan is for me? That all of that angst can be calmed a little bit when we go back to Jeremiah and we remember that God has already set a plan in place for each one of our children. He knows them intimately. He created them. He formed them before we knew them. He knew them. And he never does anything on accident. So he has a plan and a purpose for them. So let us find rest in that. Let us find peace in that and not take on the angst and the worries and the stress that the world says we should have because we're fretting that maybe by chance, this one doesn't have a plan. There's no plan in place for this one. And we can know from the Word of God that God has a plan for each one of our children, and we can rest in that. She also talked about preparation, that this can be a time of planning and discovering, but also a time of preparation. And knowing that that purpose is already set and observing those gifts and talents coming to the surface, we're looking for what makes our children different. We also want to be preparing them, and that's not just financially preparing them, like looking for scholarships or looking for grants or looking for how we can ensure that they've saved enough money or made enough money to at least get a start. That it's not just financial planning, but it's also helping them to plan and be open to the skilled craftsmen and wisdom and mentors that will cultivate God's gift on the inside of them. Now, I wrote that down because when she said it, I thought it was so powerful. So I'm going to say it again to you. Teaching our children to be open to skilled craftsmen and mentors and the wisdom that will cultivate God's gift on the inside of them. How about that perspective? That trusting that there are people already around them. Now, this is something that, you know, side note, this is something that I teach my children, to be on the lookout for who God has placed around them. Because more than likely, the people that are closest to them or around them right now are a direct link to the next move that God has for them to take, the next step. So look at their friends, their coworkers, the people in organizations with them, maybe the people they're in class with, the people that maybe they get placed in a group with. Look at that and not just see it as happenstance, but see it truly as God placed these people in my life. Now let's be open to discovering why. So back to the notes from Jerry. She said, if you're in a season of driving your children to a lot of activities, to classes, to different events that they're involved in, to see that as a time of planting seeds of wisdom and share words of preparation with them while you're in that car. Like really redeem the time, that it's not merely a time that's wasted, but it's a closed environment time where you can pour into them and share tips and ideas. So if it's a short, brief drive, or if it's a long extended commute, either way, find ways to redeem that time. What are some different hints you can give them about creating introductions for themselves to meet people? Like, here's, you know, I want to encourage you to go and meet one new person today, and I want you to walk up to them, introduce yourself, and then just, here's a question you could ask them to start a conversation, or here's something you could say to start a conversation. And then when you get home tonight, let's talk about how it went. And they get to practice introducing themselves and challenging themselves if you have one who's maybe more hesitant to do that. Or maybe you have another one who typically procrastinates in preparation for their studies or their books and you say, well, this is what I want you to think about is what's coming up for you this week in class? How could you be more prepared earlier in the week versus less so that you're not unprepared or caught off guard later in the week when life happens? Because life is going to happen. And if you think that you're going to be able to study all the way through this week, and you plan that you have to study right up until the last moment, if life happens, you lose that time. So how could you prepare earlier? And then you share nuggets and ideas with them on that. But redeem that time in the car. Redeem it and not see it as, instead of seeing it as a waste and a time that's lost, redeem it. Another thing that she said is for us to remember that where God guides, God provides. So if God is leading your children into activities that maybe are costly, either in time or financially, to trust that if God is leading your child to that their gifts and talents are making space for them and opening doors of opportunity for them that can create a time of lots of time investment and financial investment, it can bring up a lot of anxiety and worry for us as parents because we're like, where are we going to get the time to support them in that? Where are they going to get the time to do that activity plus their studies? Or how can we afford those lessons or that tutoring or that trusting is where we get to go in that moment that God is guiding us and God will provide for us and for our children. Another thing she encouraged us to remember is that all the money that we need is already here in the earth. How about that? That all the money that you need is already here. It's in a opportunity. It's in a relationship. It's in fulfilling some next step that God puts before you. But instead of feeling like there's lack of money and that there's no money for you to go to college, and even using that language with our children, there's no money for you to go to college. We have no money for you. That instead say, there is all the money you need for the direction that God is leading you is already provided. And let me say a note here. Maybe college is not the next step that God has for your child. That's okay. That's more than okay. It's beautiful. There are plenty of professions, careers, and opportunities that are in this world that do not require your child to go to college to be marked as successful. Come on, like not even close. So maybe it's not college for your child. And how even more you get to lean into where God guides them, He provides for them. So if He's not guiding them to college, then He's going to provide for them that next step. And we get to stand in trust of watching how God unfolds that opportunity for them and makes that provision. Let's see, what else did she share here? Let me flip my page. So she also talked about, we want to remember that during this time of transition for our children, they need us more than ever to be not so much the one who's doing the thinking and the planning and the outlining for them, but we get to be accountability for them. So we get to have conversations for them around where they're headed and what they're doing and what needs to happen in order for them to meet their goals. Then we get to step in and create accountability for them. We get to be a part of reminding them of the greatness that we see in them, the ability to meet those goals that we know is possible for them, that we get to be the strong wall or fence or whatever visual you want to use in that, that they need for when they want to have their moments of doubt or insecurity, or they just want to slip into procrastination and laziness. We get to still be firm for them where they're not strong enough to stand on their own. They need us to be accountability partners for them because they're not ready to do it all on their own. They can do way more than they believe they can, and we're still there as a support system for them. So those are some of the initial encouragements that she had, and I just want to add on to that, one, let's all be in a moment of remembrance that God has a plan. We don't need to fret nor worry. He's got this all under control, and He knows what He's doing. And also, let's pass that on to our children so that it brings their stress and worry and anxiety down. Let's each be that strength for one another and reminding one another that God has a plan when we don't know what and we don't know how, that we know who, and that's God the Father, and He has a plan. And secondly, let's create an atmosphere of we're in this together. That our children don't feel like they're alone having to try to figure this out, nor do they feel like the mom and dad will figure it all out and I'll just do whatever they say. But we're in this together and we're walking through this transitional phase together, and we're in a position of releasing them to walk into the plans and the destiny that God's already gone before and made provision for them. That's what we're doing. And we're going to do that together because we love one another. I am not your enemy, is what you can tell your child. And your child is not your enemy. This is not a battle time. This is a time to celebrate so much hard work and years of investment in them and to launch them into a beautiful future. The imagery that I give my children is I'm preparing them for takeoff. And you know a plane, right? Like it lines itself up on the runway and it starts firing the engines and you can hear them revving up the doo-doo-doo-doo. Like everything's firing up. And when I send them down the runway and they're picking up speed and momentum, that I want them to have a beautiful liftoff, where they just go off and they fly and they go to higher heights than I've been able to achieve and they go to greater distances than I've ever been able to go. I want them to be able to do and go wherever God calls them to go, that they go, whatever God calls them to do, they do it. And I want their liftoff to be beautiful. I don't want it to be a rocky, bumpy, up, down, you know, oops, wait, oh, fumbling. I want them to be smooth and I want them to go. And might they incur some headwinds like a plane might incur as it's going to take off? Sure. Might there be some resistance? Sure. But may they remember that greater is He that's within them. May they dig deep and remember the strength from which they pull from, and it's not their own strength, but it's God's strength in them, and may they go on. So I hope that this is an encouragement to you, and I'll be back with part two with some of the practical things that she and her family did in order to send her daughter off to college completely debt-free. So I'll be back with that part.